经嘅时间喺罗马书一章十一至十二节，请听我读出。因为我很想见你们，好把一些属灵的恩赐分给你们，使你们可以坚定，也使我在你们中间藉着你我彼此的信心，大家一同得到安慰。今日的讲题是教会肢体互动成长非洲加勒篇，我将时间包给我们张牧师和牧师。
今天讲到咧，讲短啲，因为咧我有四位嘅非洲短宣队人啦，队员咧分享佢一啲嘅感受同埋难忘经历。今日嘅讲到咧，谂起咧就即系，去到非洲都十年喎，谂下最近而家个即系 Ten Year Challenge 十年挑战咧，可能你都即系有机会咧睇过人啲相，或者自己放咗相上去互联网都未顶啊！十年，谂下十年前咧，第一次去非洲咁嘅样。啊！嗰陣時頭髮又多啲啦，頭髮又黑啲啦咁樣。十年之後，我嗰個樣咧就唔好理啊，其樣嘅其次咧。喂，十年前喺河裏邊洗禮，十年後今次咧一百年都有機會咧喺河裏邊咧為人去洗禮。咁啊，即係樣就唔好諗啦。但係都係冇一即係冇一點可以變改善得好噶啦。但係咧諗下，喺過程當中咧回顧翻，相信咧喺個侍奉裏邊，特別跨文化宣教當中咧，我睇到特別一個即係唔同嘅就係越嚟深嘅感受到咧。在侍奉当中，我们是即是先话咧，施比受更为有福嘛。经文都是提醒我们咧，在侍奉当中，其实我们好像去非洲服侍，第七次去非洲啦，系嘛？好像咧，我们钱又多，学识又多，又咩好多嘢，好像多去到施舍或者帮助啲更加贫穷嘅人。我们好像是一个 giver， 佢呢个 receiver， 即是我们俾佢哋收咁样。但更深体验咧就唔系嘅，喺过程当中，喺个互动里面咧，我们自己获益良多。在对方生命当中我们获益良多，也要透过他们的怎样依靠神，在困难当中跟从神，激励我们怎样去在温哥华怎样去侍奉，怎样去忠心对主。所以今天讲的经文呢，我是很认同保罗所讲的他的心声，觉得哇，真的讲出我很想讲不出的东西。就是咦，保罗他说呢，在罗马书一章十一到十二节，他说呢，因为很想见你们，很想把一些属灵恩赐分给你们，使你们可以坚定。不过我想想，有两个问题。第一个问题出的就是，属灵恩赐不是呢圣灵随己意分给各人的吗？将属灵恩赐分给人是三一神的工作，保罗有什么资格将属灵恩赐分给人的啊？是不是想过这个问题啊？所以今天你想想恩赐的字呢，究竟是为什么呢？是不是只是讲那些技巧啊、能力呢和侍奉有关的那些东西呢？这样当然刚才讲到呢，保罗说恩惠嘛，保罗好想去罗马教会，呢间咧唔系佢开创嘅教会，都唔系牧养嘅教会。啲咁想去罗马教会咧，唔去观光，佢去咩做乜嘢啊？喺啊呢段经文当中咧，有三个原因。佢话咧第十一节，除咗话将属灵恩赐同人分享之外咧，亦都咧第十三节希望得些果子，十五节希望咧福音传到一起去传俾咧佢哋，亦都咧喺个更大嘅蓝图就系保罗好想将福音传到去地极，所以咧透过罗马帝国首都领教会一起咧拍住相，将福音咧传俾去到咧唔同嘅地方，一起咧侍奉一个同工一个伙伴，嚟到将福音嚟传开。所以保罗好想去罗马，好想同间教会一起咧拍住相。但系头先都翻到问题啦，保罗即系好似话好想将属灵恩赐分俾人，好明显属灵恩赐如果真系侍奉嘅话，又真系圣灵嘅工作，又唔系保罗工作嚟嘅，咁点去理解呢段经文呢？恩赐呢个字咧喺罗马书出现咗六次，固然头先呢章第一章有讲过啦。如果想明白恩赐呢个字点样解嘅话咧，相信更加好安全方法睇埋其他嗰五次去点去用呢个恩赐呢个字啦。恩赐喺咧罗马书咁咧有三个主要嘅描述，第一个咧喺讲到救恩，神咧白白将恩典将救恩咧赐俾人，喺五章十五节、五章十六节同埋六章二十三节讲到咧。上帝将这个白白救恩赐给所有人，所以我得救不是靠你行为，不是靠我们做些什么可以赚取永生，不是，神白白的礼物赐给众人的。另外一个重点呢，关于礼物就是关于第十一章二十九节，上帝呢他说拣选以色列人，不是以色列人好，不是他们，意思是说以色列人都不好，是吧，乏善足陈，不是他们好，神先拣他们，神揀他们一个恩典，出于上帝恩典，上帝揀选，不是你好，不是你考试合格，所以有机会成为神的子民，可以升做神的子民，不是，不是你好，是神揀你，将恩典临到你，有机会成为神的百姓，成为神所用的人，全是恩典。 到咧第五次第十二章咧第六节，真系正式讲到咧关于侍奉嘅能力啦，彼此配搭，一齐用嗰啲能力啊技巧咧去建立教会，建立众人。所以咧喺罗马书除咗第一章之外咧，其他嗰五次里边咧，得一次系讲到咧侍奉嘅恩赐技巧嘅啫。所以可以咁讲，如果咁去睇嘅话，一幅大嘅图画，头先保罗喺第一章所讲嘅，佢好想将属灵恩赐咧同人分享嘅话咧，好有可能咧，佢讲到系一个 spiritual blessing 属灵嘅祝福，想将祝福咧分俾罗马教会，属灵嘅祝福 spiritual blessing 一个比较咧合宜一个理解同埋睇法。但系第二个难题咧重大，就系第十二节对我嚟讲咧一个最大嘅提醒，就系咩咧？你谂下，哇！保罗作为使徒保罗系嘛，哇！特别属灵啦，超越啦，又巴闭啦，有地位啦，同埋做好多伟大嘅事工啦，系嘛？由佢祝福嗰啲，咦？次一级嘅教会，次一级嘅信徒，系应该啱嘅。佢咁高级，咁属灵，系嘛？唔系、哦，第十二节话咩话？好似咧，藉着你我彼此嘅信心，大家一同得到安慰。好中意英文嘅字 ，mutually encouraged， 一齐彼此。你同我一齐成长，你同我得着帮助，唔系净系咧保罗即系哇高级咁嚟到送啲嘢俾人，服侍啲人或者祝福啲人，唔系保罗话我自己啊，保罗自己都透过嗰间教会大家互动当中咧，保罗自己得着祝福，得着安慰，得着鼓励。保罗、哦、超级使徒系嘛，好熟灵嘅人系嘛，保罗话我自己原来都可以藉着呢间教会一齐互动当中咧，我自己都可以成长。呢就系咧，我哋喺非洲当中咧，我自己好深嘅体会就系、是，咦喺非洲，我哋真系咧透过互动当中，我哋好大嘅祝福，特别透过咧系咩话？就呢个字系咩啊 ？faith 信心，我哋有比佢更靓嘅教堂，我哋又比佢更多嘅牧师，我哋受过更高嘅神学训练，我哋咧财政比佢多好多，系嘛？我哋圣经嘅知识都比佢多好多。圣经唔系讲呢啲嘢，佢话讲咩？你对神嘅信心，你点去信靠神？发觉在一个互动当中呢，跟过去这十年跟非洲教会一起同行的话，发觉呢对方是极其贫穷，极其艰难，极其缺乏，但他对神的信心呢激励着我和我们弟兄姊妹怎样跟从神，怎样信靠神。一透过非洲，我们离开了温哥华的安乐窝，去到时候发觉我们很多忧虑，是吧？发觉我们对神的信心其实都很微弱，很多担心，我们对神的信心可能比起非洲的教会我们比不上他们对上帝的信心。所以今天透过一些分享，我们彼此去激励，原来在非洲侍奉或者去贫穷国家侍奉，不就是我们给别人，在过程当中对方透过那间教会那班弟兄姊妹激励我们，鼓励我们，建立着我们在温哥华的众恩堂。这间教会其中我们留一句，就是十五章三十二节，保罗在最尾结案陈词时候都是这样讲，讲回话希望照着神的旨意高高兴兴去到你那里，开始你们一同得着安息，一同一起到最尾的保罗这样认定，在侍奉过程当中我们一起可以成长，一起互相祝福，一起互相彼此鼓励。在非洲加纳便比那地方，我们教支持的直堂的宣教士Pastor Emmanuel 都是非洲人来的，他一个人看七间教会，一个人七间教会，所以那些教会呢他两个月才见到他牧师一次来讲道，不是牧师懒，他真的要七间教会要看一个人，那很艰难。其中一间我就去就是这间服侍了，见到那间教堂呢就不太漂亮，肯定没有这间屋那么漂亮，但是相信就是生活是艰难的，是但是他们很有喜乐。你见啲人戴住呢个口罩咧，唔系佢哋病喎，不过我哋见到沙尘滚滚，我哋将我哋即系戴佢嘅口罩，谂住自己用嘅口罩俾佢哋用啫咁样。不过佢哋未见过，谂住咧就好有型，带埋嚟影相啫。咁啊吓咁样，其实就唔系病嘅，你唔好担心，佢哋冇病，系我哋咧多心啫咁样。咁啊，去到入到里边咧，即系好简陋啊，一几张啊，简单到唔简单嘅，即系凳，地下咧固然冇地毡啦，佢一跳舞唱歌，沙尘滚滚，烟雾弥漫。但咧，即系依然好有喜乐，好有咧嗰种即系对神敬拜，一种有机会崇拜，好开心嘅咁样。咁就唔单止咧，佢哋信心，一透过我哋过程当中咧，我见到我啲弟兄姊妹侍奉当中咧，佢哋嘅即系成长都激励紧我啊！大家一齐咧踏出英文，踏出 comfort zone 系嘛，行多步，走出去安舒窝， 学习依靠神更多，学习走出在平时我们不会做的事，以致可以更深经历神，学多更多侍奉。这幅就是 Jenny 举着手在这里讲信息，那次就在这里坐在这里，其实我们没有预计，即每天都是听，即都是很难预备那天讲什么，你都很难预备那天哪来讲，每天都是去了不同的地方。那么那么嘿，我组长嘛，咁啊，诶，我点边个出去讲，佢哋边个出去讲啦？诶，我未听过 Jenny 讲嘢，不如 Jenny 出去讲啦咁样。Jenny 咧系我哋自制团一个阿妈，咁啊一个五岁嘅女同埋两岁嘅女，咁啊佢今年咧系报名参加儿童主学嘅助教嘅啫，未教过儿童事工嘅。咁谂下，听下你教都好咁样。点佢一教，第一次教教住咁大班人啦，教得好好、啊、喎，仲要。我相信咧，你唔好做助教啦，做正教好过啦咁样。咁相信有时真系逼逼下咧，逼逼下逼出嚟嘅，即系神俾你恩赐同埋教导或者服侍咧，即系神就俾我有能力。另外咧，我睇见其他啲即系顶姊妹都系，另一幅图画要讲下就系咧，呢幅原本咧就牧师抌低咗，即系当地牧师抌低咗我同阿 Jenny 喺呢个村里边咧去教导啦。咁我就同啲大人传福音，做栽培啦咁样。我见出边咁多小朋友，诶、哎、Jenny 你搞掂啦咁样，点一教教咗两个钟头，佢一个人顶二十个，对唔住应该三十个咁样。咁呢个会讲少少嘅经历噶啦。发觉真系嘅，当你倚靠神嘅话咧，即系你信心啊、侍奉嘅经验咧，都会慢慢咧逼逼下就逼出嚟噶。我听见哇，一个人对三十个，对于我嚟讲，我都真系想死咁滞。但系佢哋真系好好好嘅，一个人咧即系去游戏啊、讲故仔啊，好多嘢可以搞掂晒。另外咧，即系另一个 Ivy 啦，就第二次同佢侍奉，第一次就系十年前啦。十年之后咧，发觉佢咧即系又成熟又成长啦。今次咧就见到佢公开去讲信息，呢、这个我哋喺呢个叫 Market Day 啊。叫市集日、市場日，乜都好啦咁樣。咁啊，大家出嚟賣嘢啊、賣嘢啊咁樣。哇！見佢一個人對住好多人喺度，即係分享信息。睇見咧，都過咗個好多年當中咧，慢慢點去公開講見證啊、講侍奉啊，都好多嘅經驗咧，慢慢突破、慢慢成長，都唔容易。對住一班即係啊富人啦、啊，喺度煮嘢啦咁樣，你好，喺度煮嘢，喺度講福音、講信息，好多人聽緊。咁啊，都個挑戰，你試過未？喺街市講福音。我次外都好多嘅機會咧，同一大棚人咧講福音信息。另外咧 ，Benny 都未見過咧，第一次講，咁佢發覺咧都好好啊。第一次佢都話第一次對住咁多人咧講信息，一個人對住五十個人冇麥，户外講見證講信息咧都一個挑戰。另外咧，我欣賞啊 Nicky 啦 ，Nicky 就係佢係唯一一個見到咧，我見佢真係用電腦打起抵咗一邊嘅信息同埋講章嘅人咧，佢不住咁改，慢慢都要改。一路希望咧見到啲人咧，哎呀啊點啊改到令到佢更加明白需要咧咁樣，咁我見到佢一路咁嘅成長，希望咧盡心笑得更加好，好欣賞咧佢嘅侍奉。呢幅圖畫其中咧都大家望下，我係好個典型嘅例子。嗱 ，Nicky 咧就向住一班嘅喺佢嘅左面圖畫左面嘅信徒咧分享嘅見證同信息啦。其實圖畫就唔係咁就咁嘅，你見咧如果褪後兩步嘅話咧，見到係咁樣嘅。是信徒得几个啫，但仲有咧好多路人甲咧、路人乙咧喺左边、右边加埋四啊四五十人听紧佢讲嘢，其实，所以佢表面就讲紧信徒，后边仲有几棚人咧听紧佢嘅信息、佢嘅见证，咁所以咧都系好特别嘅经验啦。咁样去透过分享，将咧神嘅话语去同人咧去分享，去认识上帝啦。另外一个咧好深经历就系同呢个 Pastor Mark 啦，一阵间咧阿 Perry 都会讲啲噶啦。呢位係即係當地服侍建立教會嘅一個直堂嘅宣教士啦，咁啊好欣賞佢，因為咧佢信主咁啊，俾屋企人趕走啦，結婚嘅時候屋企人都冇嚟過，流落好多國家，結果做咗傳道人。咁好特別就係因為點解佢特別咧？就係佢捉咗我哋一隊人咧，兩人喺屋企日日都煮飯俾佢食，晏晝咧煮五個鐘頭，啲煮飯好麻煩，又要捉嘅雞湯雞掹毛，跟住咧又開水，跟住又啲薯仔又要批皮切，跟住炸，跟住咧全部炭爐咧，所以又嘥好多時間，每日嘥四個鐘頭，佢話 hospitality 咁樣，咁佢話咧就好想同我食飯，每日整幾個鐘頭咧，我覺得哎呀嘥我啲時間啦，咁遠嚟到梗係全福音啦，咁多穆斯林大把等住講都講唔曬，同你喺度食飯食四個鐘頭每日，好嘥時間，我都好唔耐煩。咁再聽佢分享，發覺咧原來佢喺地方直堂宣教士，一個牧師同一個傳道人，冇人探過佢，冇人鼓勵佢，佢阿頭兩年都冇探過佢，咁啊同我講咗好多嘢。讲下佢家庭啊、健康啊、侍奉啊，好多挣扎，好多挑战。我发觉原来好 lonely 喺侍奉当中。咁你有团契啦，有小组啦，搵人倾偈用乜嘢啊？系嘛？当你系一个唯一嘅传道人喺摊里边，冇人探你，冇人救你，冇人听你讲嘢嘅时候咧，哇，好想有人听你讲嘢。特别佢咧，即系流落咁多国家，屋企人都唔要你嘅话咧，英文就 long for fellowship， 好想有一个嘅團契相交，好像一個家的感覺，一起去同行。所以你很明白，咦？點解佢咁中意同我食飯呢？ 咁想同食饭咧，咁中意食饭。我虽然唔系食物嘅问题，系嗰、那个咦一齐啊，嗰、那个相交分享，有人听佢讲嘢，有人为佢祈祷。另外咧就帮啲村民啦，村民都系好大挑战啊！两个啱啱同佢受浸嘅，佢好大挑战。哎呀，牧师，我哋教会，我呢条村得两个信徒，冇教会，搞唔掂嘅。我话唔系啊，教堂唔等于教会啊，有教堂，教堂都执笠噶嘛，主要有人系嘛，所以透圣经鼓励佢啊，低虽然低你两个，但系咧唔紧要，继续倚靠主，继续咧去祝福其他村民，带领其他人咧认识耶稣基督。所以好多嘅工作咧，鼓励佢哋嘅信心啦。亦都咧，呢个村当然今次带好多人信耶稣啊，呢、这个特别特别啲。中间咧着白色衫嗰、那个。阿叔咧，咁佢啊，佢系沙麻风，点解咧？我见到佢咧，因为冇着鞋啊嘛，我见咧，所有脚趾冇晒，只手多咗两只手指咁样啦。咁我觉得，哎呀，即系上帝沙麻风，我点搞啊？咁样咁啊，都系传福音啦。一佢又信，喺度认一齐认罪啦，决志信耶稣啦，请耶稣做生命嘅主啦。咁样另一个咧，揸住黄色波嗰个女仔咧，隔人屋走过嚟嘅，哇！牧师我祈祷啦，我俾邪灵搞啊！咁样咁啊，又带佢信耶稣，又带佢咧为佢祈祷。嗰时去到生命。某啲位置，我哋以为读书紧要、钱紧要，都紧要嘅。但去到麻风啊、邪灵啊咁样，有咩可以做啊？你即系唯有福音同耶稣先可以搞掂，系嘛？你生麻风，有邪灵搞，你点搞？即系发觉体验咩？即系福音嘅能力，耶稣嘅名字啊，反而系最紧要，亦都咧俾我哋更加睇到信心依靠神嗰个紧要。呢个系村长啦，叫大信耶稣。咁啊，呢个好特别经历就系、是、村长平时喺佢嘅皇宫，佢皇宫其实草寮嘅啫。咁啊，即系同佢见面啦。今次佢竟然坐出嚟，咁啊，梗系唔放过啦。同佢讲福音。咁咧，村长出马，后边有五十个流罗啊，听住咁样。咁啊，唔敢惊，都系同村长讲嘅时候咧，后边五十个人听紧。咁啊，呼召嘅时候咧，全部人信耶稣。咁我觉得好感恩啊！日村长信耶稣，后边一齐信耶稣。咁啊，相信咧都系。是一个很难得的经验，带到村长可以和村民一起公开认罪，公开接受主做他的个人救主，都是很难得的经验。另外原本一个经历就是探另一条村 Pastor Thomas 的那个村里面，他说、哎、这条村很多未信主的，不过有两个信徒探望他，鼓励他们，样我探他，其中在我隔离一个姊妹就是全村唯一两个信徒，我想着鼓励他的，谁知道听他讲之后给我更大的触动，他说我们这里没有教会的，我每个主日行路来回两个钟去崇拜，即行一个钟头，翻嚟一钟头去崇拜。我谂住去鼓励佢，其实唔系啊，佢鼓励紧我。咩叫信心、坚持？咩叫忠心？佢鼓励紧我点去跟随主。当然，另外一啲即我唔讲啦，嗱啲俾我组员去讲啦。呢啲系我其中探啲村嗰啲村民，好大生活嘅需要 ，basic need 系嘛？即系哇，水又冇，电又冇咁样。但相信咧。即係有時唔係，好似佢哋乜都冇，但係有時佢哋嘅信心咧，信心對神嘅信心咧，咦？反而我哋冇喎，我哋冇佢咁強，我對神嘅信心，我哋乜都有，但係神唔係睇呢啲啊嘛，佢睇你對神嘅信心。咦？諗下，如果真係信心有一稱下嘅話，我哋係咪多過佢咧？我諗唔一定，唔一定。最尾咁啊，最尾讲下，曾经提过啦，即係十年前我哋去咧非洲，我哋點住蠟燭同佢查經啦，哇，好痛苦啫！眼水出埋，同我要你坐唔喐嘅时候，啲蚊系咁狂咬。不过咧，即系，十年之后再探翻年青人，好啊！呢啲教会领袖系嘛？呢啲咧就读大学继续侍奉主，呢啲啊开始读神学，系有即系你撒种淋水，上帝要叫人成长，系嘛？所以透过佢哋经历，而家可以用 Facebook 去联络啦，一齐鼓励啊！但系咧，神透过你嘅服侍，其实最尾神透过嗰啲人咧激励翻我哋，点一齐去倚靠神，一齐。去爱主，一齐去成长，相信一个好好嘅经验。希望继续咧，即系透过啲经验，相信咧，即系喺我嘅过去十年喺非洲经验当中咧，好肯定一样就系喺侍奉当中，特别喺跨文化宣教里边咧，个人灵命可以成长，教会都成长紧嘅。神激励紧我哋，挑战我哋，透过同唔同嘅即系跨文化嘅宣教，用啲贫穷弟兄姊妹佢哋嘅服侍一齐互动当中咧，我哋系好蒙福嘅。好，跟住交俾我啲队员咧，分享下佢哋啲难忘嘅经历。先交俾 Perry 先嚟好嘛？有 Perry、Nicky、Jenny 同埋咧 Ivy， 跟住最尾系 Benny 分享。
咁好高兴，今次有机会跟住阿罗牧师咁一行六人，咁我哋去到非洲加纳呢个地方传福音啦、短宣啦。咁除咗阿罗牧师同埋 Ivy 咧，其余我哋四个。都是第一次去非洲的。咁今次呢去到非洲呢第一个感觉就觉得非洲是一个好慢的地方。如果你香港嚟你会觉得加拿大慢。但如果你加拿大去到加纳的地方呢 更慢，點解咧？因為電話要開台，因為我哋要有即係有一部嘅電話，咁就要 send 翻啲 update 翻嚟俾加拿大呢度為我哋祈禱嘅人啦。咁但係一開台咧，一坐就坐咗個半鐘。咁因為嗰個人慢慢喺度攞你啲資料，又要睇你 passport， 跟住打完之後發現又做錯嘢，跟住又翻去又重新做過。咁我哋咧就真係體會到啦，聖經講嗰度即係約翰福音話，佢話趁著白日，即係我哋必須咧要用差我哋來者嘅工，即係黑夜將到就冇人可以做工。呢樣嘢咧，我哋覺得好心急嘅，因為去到我哋諗住傳福音啊，傳福音，我哋預備咗好多嘢，有見證，帶咗好多 resource， 諗住同嗰度傳福音。但係其實咧，我哋做嘅嘢、預備嘅嘢咧，同嗰邊咧未必係有用嘅。反而咧，我哋咧要慢慢學習去開始 observe 同埋聆聽當地人有咩需要咧。我哋成日覺得我哋好似係。即係施予者，我哋係俾嘢佢哋嘅，但係其實唔係咯，因為非洲呢個地方咧，透過佢哋嘅信仰，透過佢哋嘅生活咧，雖然我哋見到好艱苦，你睇到啲圖畫咧，甚至乎冇鞋著嘅，咁啲小朋友但係好乖嘅，比我哋北美洲小朋友係好唔同嘅。呢啲小朋友點解咁難搞嘅？嗰邊佢哋嘅生活簡單到點咧？佢哋喺農村，因為我哋去到嗰啲地方咧，大部分都喺農村做我哋嘅事工，因為南邊係已經信咗耶穌，係一個好。即係好好嘅基督教化嘅國家嚟嘅，但係到北邊嘅時候咧，因為有回教徒啦，咁我哋就想喺嗰啲嘅地方去同佢傳福音。咁但係你見到啲人佢哋嘅生活咧係好艱苦啦，佢哋冇水冇電，乜都冇。咁所以我哋咧其實咧時間好有限，雖然話兩個禮拜你扣除前後去travel 啊嗰啲咁嘅時間咧，咁其實係得翻幾日可以做嘢嘅啫。咁但係咧，你會睇到開台有個半鐘煮飯，老師話要五個鐘頭，跟住佢哋行由村去村，又要一個鐘兩個鐘。咁最後啦，到咧我哋去到阿 Pastor Mark 屋企，仲要聽佢講一輪佢自己嘅見證。咁但係另一個好深嘅體會就係、是、呢、這個就係耶穌嘅門徒啊。聖經嗰度講咧，佢話路加福音佢話你哋要孭起。你哋自己嘅十字架做耶穌嘅門徒，咁我哋個十字架可能喺北美洲就係你嘅事業啦、你嘅屋啦、你嘅車啦、你嘅家庭啦，好多嘢你係諗住好難抌低。但係再睇翻經文嘅前一節，就係講緊當你做耶穌嘅門徒嘅時候咧，你屋企人可能會憎恨你。咁啊 ，Pastor Mark 嘅生命，我哋睇到呢一樣嘢。佢直情好孤單，喺嗰度冇人理佢，甚至乎佢有諗過放棄嘅，同你分享，因為佢以前係做漁夫嘅。佢話：我啲架撐仲喺度，不如我去捉魚算啦。我做咩要信耶穌？咁但係就係因為佢呢個生命咧，以致激勵到我哋咯。好開心，即係2018年尾咧，我哋可以有機會去到呢個短宣啦。因為2019年我哋教會今年嘅主題係 doing life together， 即係一同成長，係講緊做門徒，俾我重新去。睇見嘅做門徒嗰個嘅認真咧，係耶穌嘅 value， 佢嘅生命嚟我哋裏面係應該將我哋生命係可以顛倒嘅。咁呢個就係我係啱啱2019年開始嘅時候，俾自己即係試下去 challenge 去睇翻，我哋係咪可以去咁樣做咯？同埋仲有最後一點嘅就係、是、回教徒喺嗰邊，佢係好強勁嘅。咁我哋去傳福音嘅時候咧，我自己嘅信仰都係被 challenge 嘅。我哋成日喺教會裏面。讲紧神嘅创造啊，讲紧我哋系罪人啊，讲紧耶稣点样爱我哋，话我哋钉死喺十字架，佢嘅宝血洗净我哋嘅罪，我哋有朝一日可以上天堂。我哋嘅信仰其实系好围绕呢一样嘢。咁去到同啲回教徒传福音咧，突然间咧，真系有一样嘢 hit 到我，就系我哋好似唔记得咗，就系、是、我哋嘅耶稣，我哋信耶稣系一个咩耶稣咧？我尝试同嗰啲人去讲嘅时候就系、是、喺世上，无论你系信佛教、回教都好，冇一个人佢会。claim 佢自己系神，耶稣可以唔单止佢系创天造地嘅神嚟到地上面爱我哋，佢系真正嘅神，三位一体嘅神，而耶稣仲要系死而复活嘅神。咁我哋信嘅信仰系咪净系我哋而家喺教会里面我哋所 enjoy 嘅团契嘅信仰呢？因为我哋信嘅神，我哋信嘅耶稣系真系又真又活嘅神喺我哋个心里面咧。我哋去到非洲。 是因为耶稣的生命在我们的心里面，我才可以站在这里跟人家去分享这个信息，这个福音信息。在这里我也都是可以跟你们分享，因为我深信耶稣的生命是仍然活着的，盼望即是这份的能力，这个福音的大能，不单止你当初信过，也都是将这份的能力是给身边的人。那我们传福音的时候，刚才罗牧师也有讲到了，有很多人即是都举手决志信主，我深信这个不是我们的口才，也都不是我们所给到什么去，而是圣灵的工作真的给我们这一team人去看到神其实仍然是掌管的，他就在非洲的地方一样是充满荣耀的。那将时间交给Jenny 分享，唔该。
Hello， 大家好。喺我去之前咧，咁其实我有啲顾虑嘅，因为咧我系中意细路，但系咧我唔系严重地热爱细路嘅，即系我唔系见到啲细路咧即刻又揽啊又啜啊嗰啲咁样嘅，因为本身自己有两个小朋友啦，即系日日已经俾佢烦死咁样咧，咁我就谂下，我去嗰阵时候咧，我可唔可以对即系自己小朋友同样嘅爱心啊嗰啲咧，即系对住加拿嘅小朋友都有同样嘅爱心咁样咧？咁咧，我去嗰陣時候咧，我係負責係個 team 嘅整嘢食嘅。咁從來咧冇話會負責children ministry 嘅。咁但係又唔知點解咧，去到嗰陣時候咧，我就第一個俾人隊咗出去啦。咁咧有一次咧，我第一個位咧，我覺得即係見到非洲小朋友個感覺係好唔同咧，我啲愛心咧突然間出曬嚟喎。第一次咧就係、是、我哋去 visit 到咗之後 visit Compassion Canada 啦。咁就係我哋教會 sponsor， 教會同埋教會嘅團友就 sponsor 咗七個小朋友嘅。咁去到咧，我見到佢哋隻眼咧，佢哋啲眼好大好靚嘅。咁啊望住你咧，好想同你玩啊嗰啲咁樣嘅。咁我就覺得哇，已經啲愛心開始飄緊出嚟啦。咁啊見到佢哋收禮物啊，收到我哋送俾佢帶俾佢啲波啊嗰啲咁樣咧，咁就好開心嘅。哎呀！咁咧，呢个咧就系、是、有一日咧，咁 Pastor Mark 啦就带咗我哋咧坐车啦，咁突然间坐到有一个点咧就停咗咯，咁佢又唔知点解特别净系记得我个名嘅啫，咁咧佢就话Pastor Xavier 同埋 Jenny 落车啦，咁样佢留喺度啦，咁其他人我哋就走噶啦咁样，咁啊有一堆细路喺度噶咯。咁我系点算咧？咁样即系焗住嚟噶咯，咁啊即刻攞啲我带俾即系我攞咗个女嗰啲书啦。咁其实我冇准备嘅，冇谂过讲咩故事嘅，但系突然间嗰个位就系我噶啦。咁我就攞咗我平时同个女讲嗰啲 story 啦，咁就攞落车咯。咁咧呢堆就系其中一班我分即系同佢传福音嘅小朋友啦。咁咧讲咗五分钟之后，发觉原来佢哋唔识听英文嘅。咁我点算咧？真系 O 晒嘴啦咁样。咁之后咧，咁好在有个妈妈咧，突然间识讲英文，咁就帮我翻译啦。咁就好愉快咁样，我一个人对住一班廿几人嘅细路，仲要佢哋系咧会不断咁 call 人嚟噶。咁啊，啲人就会越嚟越多咁样噶。系啦，咁呢个系我第一次，即系。真是第一次的机会，自己一个人单人匹马咁样对住一班完全唔认识嘅小朋友 share gospel 咯。咁呢个咧就系去咗 Pastor Mark 嘅牧师屋企。咁我哋因为啲小朋友咧喺Lopton 喺北边嗰边咧，其实好多都唔识英文嘅。咁我哋就系带佢玩啲游戏啊，同埋整十字架咁样啦。咁呢个咧就系个村度，我哋 visit 嗰阵时候咧，咁又系一班小朋友咧，我哋好似明星咁，我哋去到边佢哋都会跟住我哋嘅，咁就即系佢哋好热情咁样咧，跟住我哋咧，即系想同我哋玩啊，想同我哋倾偈咁样嘅。我话呢个犀利啦，呢个咧就系去到个村度咧，佢哋 call 成条村嘅小朋友咧跟住我哋，咁仲有一大部分咧系冇影到喺张相度嘅，咁佢哋不断咁样蜂拥而上咧，就希望我哋俾贴纸佢嘅。咁我哋咧系咁，我哋四个人系咁派贴纸，咁我谂派咗百几张应该有。咁咧，即系我带咗咁多children service 嘅时候咧，我就发觉到一样嘢啦。咁喺 Lofton 嗰啲小朋友，即係喺北边嗰啲小朋友呢，咁佢哋冇乜机会呢听到福音嘅。咁南边嗰啲呢，近啲嘅 Capital City 嗰啲呢，就有机会听到福音啦。咁但係即係我唔知你有冇听过，好多时候我哋讲话边个富二代呀、啊、边个富二代。但係呢其实 我哋聽到富二代其實咧喺非洲嗰邊咧叫窮三代，因為咧佢哋冇機會聽福音，冇機會學英文嘅時候咧，其實佢窮唔係淨係窮一代，係窮好多好多代。咁咧，佢哋嗰啲小朋友咧，唔係好似我哋咁咧，爹哋媽咪啊，會睇住小朋友話，即係好 take care 佢哋，會湊佢哋咁樣嘅。咁咧 ，once 佢哋識行路嘅時候咧，即係可能兩歲喺我個細女嘅年紀嘅時候咧，佢哋就可以已經係唔著鞋周街走。咁就嗰啲大嘅小朋友咧，就會湊住，即係呢啲小朋友仲有人湊啦。但係再大啲嘅時候咧，就冇人湊嘅。咁你見到咧，佢哋咧係好窮啦，好多時候係冇衫著啦，咁個肚好大啦，因為佢哋係唔夠營養啦。咁佢哋會我問佢哋有咩 prayer item， 佢哋有時話佢哋會唔開心，因為佢哋唔夠嘢食。咁咧佢哋唔知道，佢有啲小朋友係唔知道自己幾多歲，唔知道自己幾時出世嘅，因為佢哋冇日子，同埋冇人會講俾佢聽佢幾時生日嘅。佢哋不單止唔知道自己幾時生日，我哋去聖誕嗰陣時候，佢哋根本唔知道聖誕節係咩嚟嘅，即係嗰啲窮嘅村嗰啲地方。咁但係咧有一樣好好咧，佢哋咧由呢個小朋友咧就係即係好多泥啊嗰啲，咁佢哋冇得沖涼啦，同埋嗰度好近撒哈拉沙漠啦，咁好多塵啊，好多剩咁樣嘅。咁咧呢啲就係、是。佢識行嗰啲小朋友咧，嗰啲家長就唔係好理噶啦。咁通常都係嗰啲兄弟姐妹啊、姐姐哥哥啊孭住佢哋周圍跑嘅。咁咧，佢哋唯一一樣好處就係咧，佢哋咧其實好希望我哋帶信息俾佢哋，好希望我哋同佢玩，同埋好希望我哋可以 share 俾佢哋嘅。咁咧，我發覺咧有聽過福音嘅小朋友喺嗰度，同埋冇聽過福音嘅小朋友個分別係好大嘅。係啦。咁呢班咧就係我哋即係近住大啲嘅 village 嘅小朋友，咁佢哋咧就其實係好多都聽過福音，因為我哋有好多 mission team 去過嘅。咁佢都我哋 share 嗰時候，我問佢你知唔知邊個係 Jesus 啊？咁咧有小朋友會答喎，我知道邊個 Jesus， 因為咧佢Jesus 咧係為我哋咧釘十字架，用個寶血洗淨我哋嘅罪咁樣。咁咧所以咧即係我覺得有福音嘅地方咧，同冇福音的地方係爭好遠。我哋咧，即係好多時候，我哋所有嘢都係 out focus 啦。我哋做嘢啦，我哋讀書啦，我哋帶小朋友學依樣學嗰樣咧。但係最重要一點就係咧，我哋好多時候，即係其實依個世界好多好多地方，好多好多小朋友，好多好多人係冇機會傳福音。佢係等一個機會，等我哋去 visit 佢哋，喺藉著好短好短嘅時間帶福音俾佢聽。系啦，咁我哋有个好短嘅video， 系啦，就系我哋
two three。
Hi, hello， 你好，我系 Nicky。咁我啱啱睇翻头先个 video 咧，我就突然间记得之前俾人怼咗出去同佢哋踢波，跟住佢哋系好跑得噶，跟住又好热，我净系踢咗十分钟，我已经扯晒虾咁啦，已经。咁听下头先啊，好感谢神啦，咁俾我今次可以去到非洲加勒去短宣啦，咁亦都好多谢我屋企人啦，即系我老婆咁样睇住嗰两个仔啦，咁因为冇人凑，佢自己一个人凑两个仔咁样，咁佢亦都俾我可以咁样去两个星期，咁我觉得好感恩啦。咁今次去非洲短宣咧，其实系我第一次去嘅，咁其实我去咧，其实想睇下究竟另外一个世界究竟系点嘅样咧。去感受一下，去經歷一下，同埋睇下咁神圣嘅短宣工作究竟系做啲乜鬼嘢喺度。咁其实唔长唔短，成个旅程得14日， 咁有一半去坐車咁樣坐飛機咁樣，咁好快就過啦，好開心好玩。咁同埋我同好享受同其他啲弟兄姊妹一齊有互動嘅時間啦。當中亦都擦出啲火花啦，因為我係大唱歌嘅，咁所以我哋又冇琴。咁我哋有一次咧，就阿 Benny 咧就攞個電話，有個piano 嘅 apps， 跟住就喺個電話彈彈彈彈彈咁樣啦。咁我哋就咁樣就獻詩啊、領詩啊咁樣啦。成個旅程入邊，其實我覺得我冇乜幫到佢哋咯，反而係我有好多嘅領受，咁好多嘅得著，咁因為得幾分。得五至十分鐘的時間去 share， 咁所以其實我揀咗兩樣出嚟去同你哋分享。第一樣令我好深刻嘅就係、是因為我哋其實今次見到比較多嘅宣教士，咁我哋會見到佢哋嘅需要啦。除咗錢之外，有好多嘅問題都會存在嘅，例如有其他宗教嘅攻擊啦。咁佢哋嘅策略又好好嘅喎，咁。怎樣去擴大在他們教會上層面的人物都是一個很大的問題，因為那裡在 Accra 啦首都那時候，那些牧師呢不知道為什麼特別高的，他們的職位樣你很難才見到他們的大粒東西的。如果你想要有些報道的東西、或者是想搞一些大型的活動的話，你見到他的機會都微乎其微的。其中當中我們有一個宣教士、我們認識的一個宣教士叫 Billy 啦，他甚至去做速遞員，但他就是因為想見那個大粒嘢，所以他做速遞員，但最後呢都是見不到的。所以其實是很難的，在那裡見到那邊的比較高層的神職人員啦、缺乏人手啦，又缺乏資源啦，咁相對嚟講，其實錢咧就變咗比較次要嘅。咁同埋咧，聽過佢哋咁多個分享咧，佢哋成日都日以繼夜喺度諗，究竟點樣去揮低啲 Muslim 啊，去搶多啲人咧咁樣。咁頭先 Savior 亦都有講過啦，有啲 Pastor Mark 咁樣，佢一個人俾佢哋啲屋企人咁樣去放棄咗啦，咁佢自己漂流咁樣，單打獨鬥。佢 boss 又唔去探佢咁樣，冇人去支持佢，咁冇人，可能冇人同佢代禱喎，亦都冇人去幫佢手。有啲宣教士可能係一兩年都淨係同自己屋企人喺屋企度崇拜，係啦。咁有時即係當冇人去 support 你一兩年，都係你同你自己屋企人喺度崇拜嘅時候，冇其他人嘅時候，你會覺得好沮喪啊！真係咁亦都我哋有啲因為偏遠嘅村落啦，有啲教會可能個牧師係一兩個月先去到一次，咁你受浸咗信咗主嘅人，其實佢真係冇乜喂養，你真係兩個月先嚟一次，可能我半年我都唔記得咗神係乜水啦已經。咁同埋有時睇新聞都有啦，有時宣教嘅時候，其實生命都係一個威脅嚟嘅。咁對於我嚟講，我覺得其實做宣教士除咗缺錢之外，其實仲有好多嘅問題。就算我哋去短宣又好，我哋其實都幫唔到手，反而可能得著嘅我哋會係更多。咁咧，第二個令我最深刻嘅咧，咁除咗係其他人頭先講過話，哦，睇到呢啲咁樣，對自己嘅impact有幾大。咁對於我嚟講，第二個最深刻，同埋我諗我呢一世都唔會忘記就係、是、神。帶俾我嘅醫治啦，一個我好耐都冇掂，我好少提，同埋我以為已經過去咗，以為已經好翻嘅傷口，原來佢仲喺度，冇意思。我冇察覺到，亦都咁多年都冇釋放我出嚟。咁其實喺我生命入邊，一直都喺度影響緊我。咁我知道佢之前都講嘢唔係咁好啦，你叫我唱歌就好啲，即係我會 憑歌記憶咁樣，我就好中意唱歌嘅。咁講嘢就真係會啦啦咳咳咁。咁 Saver 都講咗，我臨去之前我都已經起咗稿啦。咁我已經都改咗十幾次，咁喺飛機又改一下咁樣，又俾阿 Ivy 睇下，又誒點啊點啊咁啊。OK 喎，咁啊 OK， 今日我又繼續改。咁每一次我講完之後，我都會繼續改，盡量改到係比較順暢，因為我講嘢唔叻，我表達感受唔好。咁喺我預備嗰陣時候，其實我冇乜心情起伏噶。咁我就好似寫記敘文咁，哦，寫下自己啲故仔啊，由三歲開始寫到而家。咁亦都喺我預料當中，頭嗰幾次分享咧，都係啦啦咳咳咁啦，啊，化台灣啊，講講下唔知道自己講咗去邊度啊，我睇住份稿好似而家咁，講到去邊咧？我又要喺度諗。咁口疾嘅程度就好似黄飞鸿入面牙刷酥咁，窒窒窒窒窒窒，咁可能我会比佢好少少嘅。咁成个旅程入面，我谂我应该系分享得最多，得到最多嘅机会去分享，因为阿罗姆斯得闲就叫我出去 ，Micky 去啦，系你啦，咁啊，咁我分享到最尾 Christmas 嗰日都系我分享嘅，原本好似唔系我，跟住佢唔知点解又好顺口咩 ，Micky 你去啦。咁我又出咗去啦。咁頭先我講過啦，每次講完之後，我都會再諗，再搜索下究竟我有啲咩漏，點樣可以講得最好呢？每一次我再諗嘅時候，我會翻刮翻我嘅記憶，每刮一次就深一次，每刮一次就深一次。有好多嘅記憶其實我唔記得咗，可能我冚得好密，冇開過出嚟。咁透過今次。刮下刮下刮下，哦，开晒。咁好多我嘅经历，好多我曾经收埋咗嘅感觉，一次过出晒嚟。跟住好似睇翻呢啲回忆片段咁，细个嗰阵时到大个嚟到加拿大个转变。而神的计划在我不断地修改我自己的见证，以及在最后非洲讲自己见证的时候，他的医治终于降临在我身上。在我最后一次分享的时候，其实那份词都已经我都觉得挺 perfect 挺无懈可击的了。我所讲的东西，所引用的经文，我一路讲的时候，好像神其实喺度同紧我讲嘢，我一路讲，我眯埋，神就好似系咁同我讲嘢咁，就好似而家咁讲下，个情绪起伏又开始发下发下咁，不过今次更大，我有时都讲到眼泪都想出嚟啦，但系冇出嚟。咁我深呼吸又塞翻入去。咁我一边讲啦，讲完啦，咁样行咗一声，好似终于释放咗廿几三年嘅嘢，一次过释放出嚟，好轻松嗰种感觉。我冇试过，我感受到嗰种喜乐、嗰种平安同埋爱嘅感觉，我 feel 到啊！真系。跟住当我坐翻张凳嘅时候，我以为啊完啦，最多搞掂啦。点知突然间有位弟兄，黑人弟兄走咗出嚟。走埋嚟我嗰度，又同我讲佢自己嘅经历。咁我话，莫非仲有下文？我讲晒噶，我冇嘢讲。咁跟住，原来佢讲翻佢自己嘅经历，佢讲翻佢自己啊，点样点样啊？ 佢好似想用佢自己嘅经历去激励翻我咁。咁，我觉得系有支持，系有共鸣嘅。其实我唔知道成个旅程入边，我分享咗好多次，我唔知有几多人会实质系得到一啲嘢，透过我嘅见证分享。但系我肯定，至少有一个会得到帮助，嗰个就系我。所以我都鼓励其他人，真系有机会嘅去一次短宣，真系会有一次蜕变。有一次蜕变，会令到你对你自己的信仰有重新的看法，或者你会更加经历神，会同神有更加有一个亲密的关系。
Okay, doesn't really want to go after him.
Testing.
Okay. So this was my first mission trip ever.
今次我第一次去短宣。
And I learned a lot from the trip, and a lot of the things I came in thinking, they ended up all being wrong.
佢俾我學習咗好多嘢，係我之前帶住諗住會去有一啲嘅分享或者啲嘅意念，但係去到嘅時候證明我所諗嘅都係錯誤。
The first thing was that Western way of life is right, and we need to help them, we need to fix them, make them more like us.
西方文化是最優越的，所以我們去到幫助他們成為西方文化的部分。
But instead, there were so many things I learned from them, and you know, their time is so slow there. Everything takes forever. Here, if you're 15 minutes late, it's okay. If you're 15 minutes late to meet a friend, it's okay.There for 2 hours late, still okay.
喺當中嘅時候學到好多嘢，係譬如好似喺呢度15分鐘遲到咧，覺得已經都慢可以喺嗰度2個鐘頭係絕對可以接受嘅，好慢嘅速度。
And it took some time to adjust, but once you were in Africa time, it just felt like you live almost more in the present, and I felt myself being more observant because I was allowed this time.
在这个经验里面，我发觉我能够容让时间用更加的活在当下的里面，以至我能够在那个的当中里面完全 是在那个的经历当中。
And another thing I learned was how hard, not hard, but how different life was for them. For us, it takes us maybe like an hour to do laundry while we do our dishes and put in the dishwasher. We have all these machines to help us do everything.
在当中的时候，我看到我们的生活很不同，我们有很多的机器帮助我们，我们有洗衣机啊，有不同的东西，但是他们都没有那么多。
So for them, they would have to walk maybe an hour to go get water in order to cook, and then they need to walk back, and then they need to kill the chicken or the cow or whatever they want to eat, and then they, like, everything is from scratch. Like, I didn't realize here if you say from scratch,You go to the supermarket and it's from scratch. There, from scratch is from absolute scratch. Like, you have to kill your own meat to eat it.
我哋嘅从零开始同佢哋好唔同。佢哋从零开始系行一钟头去攞水，行一钟头翻嚟，跟住去杀只鸡，跟住去用啲柴嚟到去烧嗰啲嘢。我哋嘅从零开始就可能去 superstore 去买只已经劏好、切好晒嘅鸡肉，翻嚟整熟佢嘅。
Another thing I learned was that they have so much energy and they have so much willingness to give, even though for us it seems like they have very little.
佢哋有好多嘅能力同埋都有願意嘅心嚟到去同人分享。雖然佢哋自己已經冇乜嘅，但係佢都係好願意嘅同人分享。
For example, their worship is about like 4 hours long.
例如佢哋嘅崇拜係4個鐘頭嘅。
In like 35 degree heat.
喺35度底下。
And their offering, you know how our offering bags, they have maybe 5 or 6 lines. There, they say the first line, and then you take maybe 5-10 minutes to dance, and then do the offering, and then they announce the second line. And then you do it 5, 6, up to 10 times.
他们的奉献呢，就我们可能是唱诗歌的时候唱五六句，他们呢就可能都是有成五至十句，但每一句呢唱完之后会都跳一轮舞之后，跟着先再唱第二句。
And the way they have community there was also something that I learned. Everyone there generally takes care of everyone. I don't know if Jenny said earlier, but like you'll see four-year-old kids take care of two-year-old kids, whereas here, four-year-old kids can barely do it, like do that much.
他们的社群观念和我们很不同，他们是彼此守望相助的。四岁的小朋友可能已经看着两岁的小朋友，在这里四岁我们觉得他们什么都做不到。
So there's a lot of things we can learn from them.
所以我们可以在他们的身上学习到很多我们看不到或者我们看不见的东西。
And for me personally, I have never publicly shared the gospel with so many people before that I don't know.
在我个人来说，我从来没试过在公众的场合来跟人分享福音的，今次是第一次。
And I felt like there was no way that I was doing this on my own, like absolutely no way.
我肯定的，我绝对没什么能力可以做到这件事。
And the first time I did it, I was just kind of trying to fake it until you make it.
我第一次去的时候就说希望说到一些东西。
But then I realized it wasn't really faking because it's definitely not coming from me.
但是在我的反省里面，我发觉其实那些东西不是我说的，是真的有圣灵来帮助我。
And so even though, you know, when you come back and everyone's like, so how was your trip? What did you do? What did you accomplish? I, you know, in terms of accomplishment, I think it was like what Nikki said, you take away more than you think you give, but again, you don't know what they do with what you say.
很多人回来的时候都问我，你那里做了什么啊？你有什么得着啊？有什么收获啊？其实在他自己的看法里面，就是觉得在外面我学的比我更多。我有时候都不太知道我讲了东西对当地人有什么影响，但我知道对我有什么影响。
And it was so interesting to see the different experiences of my team members. And, you know, some of us were even...prophesized to go into long-term missions.
在当中的时候发觉不同的团友有不同的收获，其实当中有一些甚至是想着会不会是长远的东西做宣教士。
And the last thing I learned was praying for missionaries. So before going on a mission trip, I didn't really know what the life of a missionary was like.
另外一件事就是开始明白怎样来到去为宣教士祈祷，在今次里面我能够可以去稍微 去认识一下宣教士的生活和生命。
It's actually very hard to be a missionary there. You get very little support. You know, your mentor might come see you, you know, not very often, maybe like once every couple months, and you're really on your own.And you might not have any other Christian brothers and sisters to be with you, and you might have no traction for years, and it's just you. And I like could not even imagine doing that. So I think, you know, it's at first we were like, oh, you know, maybe we don't want to talk to just the believers. We want to go and talk to non-believers because that's what we're missionaries. We're just here to talk to non-believers.
我喺今次里面更加能够明白宣教士嗰个嘅。困难有时候他们的、support 很少，他可能他们的、司长很多时候可能几个月都不会过来探望他，他们有时候可能做成年都未必是有人来参加他们的崇拜。那我们本来去的时候想着我们作为这个短宣最主要呢就是去探望未信的人，但今次里面我发觉人去探望已经信甚至已经是宣教士的时候，是可以彼此的支持砥砺，给他们更大的鼓励。
So now when I pray for missionaries, I kind of know a little bit more about what to pray for. And a lot of the support is, yes, it's financial. It is, they definitely don't get paid enough there. And there, a lot of the pastors there have to work part-time jobs, which kind of takes back from their ministry. But otherwise, it's very hard for them to survive. So imagine if, you know, Reverend Xavier had to work a part-time job, you know?So it is very hard, and so that's the financial need. But there's also the emotional, mental, spiritual need that they have. And if they don't have that sort of support or prayer or missionaries like I guess ourselves coming from different places and coming to encourage, it's a little bit discouraging.
在今次里面我更加能够明白，当我要去再跟先教士祈祷的时候，我了解多一些经济上的需要，他们在当中的时候很多时候都不能够有足够的供应，所以他要部分时间做事，部分时间来到 去做这个牧师。如果想想，如果譬如罗牧师要部分时间来到去翻工，翻另一份工，部分时间来到牧会的时候，那个效果会是怎样呢？咁喺當中嘅時候，除咗經濟上面之後，其他譬如好似喺心靈上面啊，或者其他嘅支持方面啊，都係好缺乏嘅。咁所以我再有機會去為你祈禱嘅時候，我更加嘅明白佢哋嘅需要。
So that was another area where I said I thought I was right, but I was wrong. So I thought, oh, we you know waste so much time only talking to the pastor. We should be going to. I want to go talk to all these ladies I saw on the street, but really we're only here for.In that village for maybe what 2 days, you know, how much of a difference would we really make? Like, I don't know, but this pastor, he's here all the time. He's been here for what 2 years at least. And so, you know, it's really his ministry we should be supporting. And so kind of learning how missions works was really interesting for me.
另外一個我好多時嘅錯覺就係我哋去到嘅時候就探嗰啲非基督徒，將福音傳俾佢。咁但係今次嘅裏面，我哋喺見嘅時候就係話，去到一個村莊裏面，我可能留兩日，我哋做到啲乜嘢咧？但係喺呢個過程裏面，我哋發覺反而我哋去支持嗰個嘅宣教士或者牧師嘅時候，佢喺呢度兩年，佢會長遠留喺度。我能夠去支持嗰個宣教士或者牧師嘅時候咧，對嗰個嘅福音嘅事工係更加重要嘅。
And one last thing that really stuck with me, that I learned from one of the missionary's kids was she said, travel often because every single time you travel, not just for, you know, tourism or, you know, cruises or, you know, any type of leisure travel. If you really go and get to know a culture, you're forced to reevaluate what you know to be true, what you know that a culture is true.Because when I went, I learned that life can be lived so many different ways, and it's not just your way that is right. It might be right here, but that's not universally right.
在今次嘅里面，对我最深远嘅影响就系，当我去到唔同地方嘅时候，有一个嘅宣教士嘅小朋友或者嘅仔女话俾我知，或者俾我明白一样嘢，就系我哋去到唔同嘅地方嘅时候，唔同嘅文化，佢有好多唔同嘅生活嘅方式。可能我哋觉得喺呢一度，我哋而家用呢个生活方式系最好。但我去到另外一个地方的国家文化的时候，可能那个我们原有的生活方式再不适合那个地方，让我能够扩阔我的眼光，明白不同的地方不同的文化只是不同，而不是哪一个更加优先更加优越。
I'll give you two quick examples of what that is.
例如
So first of all, when you're in traffic here, if you're parked at a red light, sometimes people will come and try and wash your windows for money.
好似喺呢度，我哋红绿灯停咗红灯嘅时候，你会见到有啲人咧，可能会嚟同你抹窗啊、洗窗咁样，就想攞啲钱。
But there, when you're stuck in traffic, all of these people come with things like balanced on their head, and then they'll come with like eggs, bread, milk. They have so much neck strength to carry. Like they have great posture, all of them, and you can balance whatever you want on their head, and they'll walk as the traffic.Is stopped and you can just buy. It's like a drive-through, you know.
咁佢哋喺嗰度嘅时候，如果红绿灯停嘅时候咧，就好多人咧会带住好多水啊、好多食物啊、蛋啊嚟到去卖俾你嘅。咁佢哋啲颈力系非常之超人嘅，佢哋可以摆啲嘢摆喺头顶度，同埋咧可能我哋嘅坐立姿势咧，一定跟佢哋学习会更加好嘅。
I saw a guy with a chair on his head.
我见到一个人有张凳摆喺个头顶度。
Yeah, and the other one is, I don't know if Jenny touched on this, but it was diapers. They don't have them. They don't use them.
另外一樣嘢，唔知 Jenny 有冇講到，就係佢哋嗰度咧，啲小朋友係唔需要用尿片嘅。
It's Hohwanbo.
係Hohwan, very environmental.
Yeah, and so there was, I remember we were at a church. No, we were at a school.
我哋喺間學校裡面。
And there was a guy with two small twins, very like they were less than 1 year old.
咁一個嘅男士啊，抱住兩個有兩一個媽媽一個媽嘅嬰孩，咁咧應該係一歲以下嘅。
And he was sitting there, and the two kids were sitting on his lap.
咁佢坐低嘅時候咧，兩個小朋友坐喺個大髀度。
And we were playing music, or someone maybe Reverend David was talking, and then one kid just started peeing. out in onto the floor, and I was like, Jenny, do you see that?
咁咧就當我哋坐喺度講緊嘢啊，或者羅牧師講緊嘢，有人彈歌嘅時候，佢就見到有個小朋友喺度小便啦。咁佢就好緊張，話係咪應該要你要帶佢去某笪地方去幫佢清潔下
？Yeah, but the dad just looked down. He's like, good.
個爸爸望一望，繼續就再繼續坐喺度，繼續嘅嚟到去嗰個嘅聽講咁樣。
Yeah, and so that was just kind of a small, funny thing that I learned, but. Overall, great experience. Would highly recommend anyone to go on a mission trip.
我喺裏面學咗好多嘅唔同嘅事情，我都非常之推介各位有機會嘅嚟到去短宣。
Thank you.
好多謝。好，而家係奉獻嘅時間，請司事嚟到台前。奉献是为基督徒而设的，如果有人传个奉献袋，你是今天没有预备好或者不明白的意义的时候，帮他传过去就可以。我们跟着